Greetings, everyone. This is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio and simulcasting on ESETI Stargate. We've got a great show. I've got some news I want to get by first, though, and there's some questions we really need to start asking. And one is, why have the major labs using electron microscopes not been able to find COVID-19? I mean, there's quite a few labs and they haven't found it yet. 1,500 lab tests of people submitted by authorities who supposedly died of COVID-19 have shown to have died of influenza A and B, not one died of COVID-19. So you've got major labs and major universities both coming up with the same conclusion, basically. So, it's crazy what's going on here. We need to start asking those questions. And so the seven universities were also given the same 1,500 samples have not been able to isolate or find COVID-19. I want you to really think about that. So why has the CDC just announced the vast majority of deaths attributed to COVID-19 were caused by other diseases? The numbers are 80 to 90% off, bringing the death toll well below any other flu season. I'm not saying COVID doesn't exist. I'm just saying they can't find it. So another question we need to ask is, why are we not being told the hazards of wearing masks? According to Fauci, during the Spanish flu, most people died of bacterial pneumonia from wearing masks. They lowered the level of oxygen below safe OSHA guidelines, are known to create gum disease, rashes, and a host of other problems, including organ failure and brain damage due to low levels of oxygen. Now, these are neurologists talking about this and top physicists and scientists. So this isn't, you can fact check this all you want. This is real. Another one, why didn't we lock down the country during other more deadly flu seasons? You know, was there another agenda to kill the once thriving economy? Does this fit into the keep them sick, poor, and ignorant agenda? Has this agenda been spoken of by global elite and prominent corrupt politicians who are reducing America to a third world socialist country? Another question, why does the CDC not have an isolate? They don't have an isolate. You can't get an isolate from the CDC, you know, with supposed trucks of dead bodies behind hospitals, you know, reported on ICE, emergency rooms filled to capacity. How can you make a vaccine with no isolate? You know, that's something really wrong with this story. This is just common sense. We're just using logic and common sense here. Here's another one. Do we need a vaccine with proven standard practices that work extremely well and a 99.98% chance on average that your own immune system will beat it? So again, that's something we need to ask, you know, why is this being mandatory? And by the way, research has proven the vaccines are not made from isolates. They're not even vaccines. They're an experiment to alter your DNA, a shift into transhumanism. Thus far, with serious side effects, extreme rashes, Bell's palsy, organ failure, and death on a much larger scale than being reported. So we have to look into this, folks, while we're still walking. You know, again, you've got these universities, they cannot find it. They haven't been able to find an isolate, and nor does the CDC have one. So think about that. Now, here's another good one. Why did Fauci say there'll be a pandemic outbreak during the Trump administration at least 5 years earlier? Why did Gates, an outspoken eugenist, also predict the outbreak and future outbreaks? And why did Gates state the vaccines would play an important role in population reduction? And why the hell is he in charge? He's not a doctor and has no medical degree whatsoever. He is making billions off all this, though. But here's another one. Why is Gates and Fauci heavily involved in gain-of-function research on weaponizing COVID-19? Millions given to the Wuhan labs after gain-of-function research was outlawed in the U.S. Why did they continue this research, you know, to weaponize COVID-19 and in China? You know, we need to ask those questions. Who owns the patents on the virus? You know, who owns the patents on the test kits with an 80%+ false positive? You know, could this all be tied to Fauci and Gates? Of course it is, you know. Why did 200 unused test kits sent in by nurses come back positive? Unused. You know, why did a goat, a pawpaw fruit, and a can of Coke test positive? I'm not making this up. This is facts. This is facts. It's unbelievable. Who created and voted for the CARE Act to give billions to the hospitals to designate the cause of death COVID-19 giving false statistics concerning the morbidity rate of COVID-19. We need to look at that. Follow the money. Who would want America to fall? Who's threatened by a strong America, a strong economy? Could hostile foreign governments be involved? Other socialists and communist governments? Have they bribed politicians to push their take down American agenda? This is like in your face. You can't miss this one. You know, it's obvious what's going on. If you follow the money, standard practice in any criminal case, considering who created the virus through gain of function research, who stands to make billions on the tests and vaccines, it all goes back to Fauci and Gates and the Communist China Party, you know, the CCP. The global elite, the Communist China, and corrupt politicians are all players in what's very clear to be a cyber and bio war against America. I mean, it's right there. You can't miss it. This includes monumental election fraud by foreign hostile governments. The documentation is there for all to see, yet disallowed by corrupt judges that throw the cases out on technical errors. The evidence has not been allowed in each of these cases. Who's financing the Democrat socialist agenda? The institutions designed to divide the people through race, culture, and gender. Who's behind the real insurrection? Who financed Antifa, BLM, causing riots, deaths, and loss of homes and businesses of all races? It doesn't matter what color, what culture you are, everybody lost on that one. Did you know the donations to BLM go directly to Act Blue? Called, another word for Act Blue is Biden, the Democratic Party. You know, talk about being set up. You know, that's why they're rioting against the Democratic parties right now and taking out their some of their places, you know, because they're figuring this out, you know, so they're set up. So anyway, we can go. If you want to know the perpetrator of any crime, follow the money, research who stands to gain, know who the enemies are of the American people, their agendas, their modus operandi, the truth is in direct opposition to what the corporate-owned mainstream and social media are telling you, which is why they're heavily censoring everyone with a different opinion. Citizen journalists and white hats who believe in and are defending the Constitution are the last stand for truth. Time to support and get behind them. While we have some resemblance of freedom left, the military, the police, the politicians all took an oath to defend the people and the Constitution, period. You know, there's no addendums to that, you know, so how many are fulfilling that oath and honor? So with that being said, I really want people to start, you know, asking these questions. It'll go out in a newsletter. And by the way, we're also on Telegram. So you can go to eSETI official to get these newsletters because these are being banned in other social media. So we're on Telegram, we're on Rumble, we're on a few other ones, but we're getting out there right now. We're gonna put a list of all the things we're on pretty soon. So on that note, I want to bring our guest on, if I can get rid of this thing. Hang on a second. There we go, we're back. All right, we've got Peter Maxwell Slattery, and he's a constant guest on the show. He's got a biography a mile long, so we're just gonna say he's an author, a musician, contactee, counselor. He's got so many things under his belt. We could go for a long time. And I don't want to go through a big long bio because I really want to get to what Peter has to say. So welcome, Peter. Peter's my brother from another mother in Australia, eSETI Australia. Welcome to the show. Again, Peter.
Good to be connecting again.
All right. What's new in Australia? You know, I hope I don't get you in trouble. I mean, you're just a guest on the show. Those are my opinions. And
look, things are just pretty much easing again. We did go back into in Victoria anyway, we went back into a 5-day lockdown, apparently because I think it was the strain that was coming from the UK.
Yeah.
Pretty much they've said that we've whipped that in the butt pretty quick. And then besides that, we've had, I think there was an earthquake off the northeast part of Queensland, pretty far out. We weren't affected, but apparently there was some tsunami warnings. You know, pretty much I was talking about this in newsletters and things where we had these new energies coming through with what the sun does affecting the tectonic plates. We had some fires recently over in WA and pretty hot temperatures over there. But where I am, which you've visited and been to, we haven't really had like a super hot summer. Like, I don't think we've even had a day over probably 35 degrees. Mainly it's been around 30 degrees. So it's been pretty weird that we haven't had, you know, an extreme summer like normal. And then you guys have been getting that polar ice blast, I think it is, that's been happening. Yeah. How are you dealing with that?
Well, you know, it's all that global warming, you know, we're just like sweating over here and you know, it's, you know, all the statistics, if you use the raw data, show clearly that the planet is cooling down, and all these carbon credits and these other agendas are just making the rich richer. You know, all the money is going to the very people that have created the problem, and people need to do some research in that. And now our full president right now is going back to all the old programs and totally giving all of our tax money to other countries, other programs, everything. I think his slogan should be "Make America Sick, Poor, and Stupid," you know, because that's where he's trying to take us.
It's a trying time. We're seeing America go through a lot. The world's definitely going through a lot as a collective as well, and that's where you and I talk basically on a daily basis, mainly through text, but there is a lot going on with what we could say with other worldly influences at the moment. And I think a key to this at the moment is people, as dark as things can seem and are, it's always like that before there's an exponential change. We could say that it's like a rubber band being pulled back, which is like the negative stuff going on. But before it let go and goes the other way,
yeah,
we've got to go through these changes. So there is, like you and I have been talking about, there seems to be sort of a wave of attacks on light workers at the moment, or people that are doing this sort of work in the conscious community. And I think with that said, what are we doing to bring some joy, bliss, even if it's like through what we could say is menial things, through hobbies or, you know, whatever it is that can bring joy back? Because once we can change that frequency and enough of us do it, we can raise from that love frequency above what's going on. And in effect, it has like a spider web effect, shifting things like what are going on in the mainstream. But it's a very hard time with that said, because it is something where we need to go within to do this, as you're well aware.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wanted to talk a little bit about that, because there are, on the positive side, you know, I like to keep a balanced show. And, you know, I always tell people enlightenment means being knowledge of all of it. You know, don't focus on the negative and dwell on it, but you need to be aware of it. You
got to be aware.
So it doesn't bite you in the butt. And I know so many people, so many radio show hosts, light workers, people on the cutting edge are bringing information out, and they are getting full on attacked right now. And it's gone. It's not just astral beings. It's just not just, you know, reptilians or negative grades or whatever. I mean, these are full blown demonic attacks. And a lot of them aren't prepared for this. They don't have the tools or the connections to deal with attacks on this level. And some of the things that we're taught are like Band-Aids, you know, and Band-Aids for a gaping wound. You know, we need to bring in the lion, you know, the 17 foot tall, seventh dimensional lion being sometimes to slice and dice and take care of the problem, or other beings, you know, of a much, you know, God beings. And, you know, the masters all work, you know, Yeshua ben Joseph or Jesus, Kuan Yin, Mary. You can call on all these different beings and they do move these out, but every once in a while you get some really stubborn ones that don't let go, and you can push them out, but they just sit and wait. You know, they wait for you to be susceptible. You know, they're often associated with sickness, with accidents, with just low energy, being drained, you know, serious aches and pains in the body can all be due to black magic or psychic attacks, you know, by seen and unseen people. And it's almost like we need to go through a crash course on learning how to discern, you know, what these energies are and how to heal these unseen negative influences.
Definitely. And I think it's been funny. There's been quite a lot of emails to me with people in the community that have gone through a really hard time with these influences at the moment. And what I say to them from personal experience is that, how would I describe it? It's basically like boot camp for you to go through this attack, which can be very daunting. It can be things that are being repeated in the mind for hours on end throughout the day. It can continue for weeks, even months. But once you get centered within that and become the observer, because what these negative influences want is a reaction, So they want the R part of the brain to kick in, so it keeps that frequency down. Though once you can work through that, what we're finding is that it's basically a form of initiation, we could say, that leads one to go and help others work through this themselves. Yeah. But it does take a lot of work. People don't understand the type of work that you've done for many years, the hours, the days, the years that I've been cooped up doing different types of practices and meditations and self-mastery modalities, that this isn't just like me and James all of a sudden have got where we've got. Yeah. No, with James has always been enlightened. He came in with light shining from his aura, joking around there. But it is a bit of a battle. And this is where, you know, you and me, we keep each other in check and we keep, you know, I know you're doing the practices just like I am, whether it's throughout the day here and there, but it's something that's got to be earned as well. But the thing is, we've already got that connection and God's got this. I know how this plays out. It doesn't look good at the moment, but God's got this, and we've got to leave a lot of things in God's hands, accept what we can't change, but take responsibility for our actions and what we can change.
Yeah, exactly. I agree 100%. A lot of the information when I tune into the Palladians, you know, and the higher dimensional beings and the Orion Council of Light and the Sirians and the other thing, you know, they go, we got this, you know, we got this. And they have no doubt whatsoever, you know, this, we know how this ends up. And you look at, I mean, these guys are lined up all the way to the source itself, you know, and they're coming in right now to take care of business. And these other guys are only in the lower 4D and messing around in 3D. I mean, it's no match. You know, we all know how this ends up and how it's going to turn out. But, you know, we need to help people in the meantime get through some of the chaos and the challenges and things like that, because we can't ignore the challenges that are coming from 3D and 4D influences, you know, that are really playing hard on people. But it's always good to know that you have, you know, the 5D, 6D, 7D, all the way to 13D beings that are here to help and here to, they're part of the planetary liberation, the awakening and healing.
Definitely. And it is a process. I think even the basics, like that's what we've got to be working with and beyond, connecting to our God self. And just like yourself, I've worked with many different types of masters and yogis and different people over the years, that it gets to a point where, I know with even conversations with you, they said, we've been told to stay away from these energies, but this is where ancient teachings have been manipulated to stop us connecting with what we connect with back on the way to source. Because these beings aren't to be looked up to. They're our greater family, but they're what you interact with on the way back to connecting with your God self. So it's a byproduct. That's got to be embraced. But the basics, like waking up, setting the mood for the day with a positive mindset, maybe doing some exercise, eating healthy, surrounding yourself with like-minded positive people that are uplifting, they're even some of the, just the basic things that when we look at who we hang around and what we're doing, I think that's a huge influence, because as you know, the archonic, demonic, what I call lower light entities, they can work through those around you. And if you haven't got a strong team or people that are doing the clearings themselves, they become vehicles for these energies to work through. And it's just something to be aware of. That's all.
Yeah, that's really important, because I know a lot of light workers, they're being attacked by their friends and family and lovers, and people just aren't getting it. And because they're not awake and they don't have any self-mastery, you might say, or they're not sensitive to these other energies, they're being used, and these entities are jumping and working through them and making a lot of people's lives hell, you know, right now. And I tell people, I said, you know, I do clearings morning, noon, and night, you know, religiously, basically. And even some more, I mean, I wake up two or three times sometimes at night, and I have to do clearings because they're in my dream state messing with me and trying to create divisions with me and my family and other workers and things like that. And we're all aware of it. And we share it in the morning, we talk about it. We go, God, I had this dream, this and this, and you were doing this to me and stuff like that. And we're all sharing about it. And we have to discharge that energy and the emotional energy that's stuck in us after having those influences. But the everyday person, it's really important right now that we really need to do a crash course, you know, with learning how to heal unseen negative influences, being self-aware, self-monitoring, learn to say not mine, set boundaries, you know, stay in your own self-authority. And it's so important right now. And don't go off on these tangents of attacking everybody else in the community so you can one up, you know, yourself. I mean, because these other entities are behind that as well, you know? So, I mean, nobody's perfect except me. No, I'm just kidding. I know a lot of people that'll totally disagree with that, which is fine. They should. But, you know, it's, we all have our tests. We all have our challenges. We all have our issues. You know, no man or woman knows what another soul needs for completion. And so, you know, we have to master judgment and practice loving detachment through this whole process and get out of, you know, I want to talk, I'd like to get your, you're a master at that one too. This whole PC correct thing is judgment, period. It's totally stunting your authentic self. And it's a conditioned suppression tool. And I'd like to get your take on that, because I'm seeing that now. It's all the shaming for everything, shaming for not wearing a mask, shaming for not being vaccinated, shaming for pointing out the obvious, you know, about what's going on, you know, in our system, you know, and it's just unbelievable. And then they wait for you to say one little thing that's off, that's not in their PC correct handbook. And then they just go for the throat. You know, it's unbelievable.
It is. It's what I would call guilt tripping.
Yeah.
With that said, what I would say is that over the years, I've just learned to be at peace with it. Now, it doesn't mean we can't, you know, let everything go and not stand up. You know, there is a point now that it's got absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, it just reminds me of the latest South Park episodes with Integrity Farms, and you got the the political correct babies in that and everything PC correct. And yeah, it's sort of, I guess, the way of making fun of it. But it has got a bit ridiculous. And this is where I just try to have what you would term loving detachment from it, trying to detach and not be judgmental myself, even though there is judgment from myself and yourself coming on this, because it is losing the authenticity of being who we are and expressing ourselves. And again, it's like having a meeting with different, we could say, religious leaders. Mm-hmm. And why can't everyone just be okay with everyone's point of view? Not saying endorse it, but be at peace. There's no way that one side is going to prove to be right over the other. And this is where, when we can sort of congregate and have these open talks and not be judged, we can come to resolutions on many situations and problems that we're facing as a collective, not just, you know, we could say in the religious arena, but political, environmental, scientific, technology, all these different areas. So it's a really tricky situation, because I find that the people that are pushing this in the, we could say, the normal society, if that's all they got to worry about and that's what frustrates them, they must be doing pretty darn good if that's all they got to complain about in their life, and they've got to really find something that just, you know, I'm trying to find the word without swearing, but, you know, just to complain about, we could say. So
censorship is the tool of tyranny, basically. If they don't have the facts on their side, and if they're critically or research impaired, you know, then they go to censorship or, and it's always has an agenda. And all you have to do is say, okay, don't forget about what's being in front of you and what's being said. Just say, what is the agenda? What's the motive behind this? And in some cases, there is a very dark motive behind it. In other cases, they're just misinformed, or they have cognitive dissonance or something like that. They just don't want to look at the evidence.
Well, you know, this is all foretold, and it's not to get biblical, but Revelation is upon us. We really are in the thick of that situation. People like yourself and me, and not just us, people around the world are having contact with these angelic / also extraterrestrial otherworldly beings, that there is more going on behind the scenes than what is being perceived. And those that aren't experiencing this, it's not that they're not special or anything, or we're not special. It's just that's their walk at the moment. But this is where it's bringing it back to realizing we are going through this shift of consciousness. And first, all this crap needs to be purged for the collective, but also at the same time, it's really coming up for the individual, because that's the first step in this process. And knowing that everything's got to be reshaped and reformed to see a brighter and better day, we have to just work on ourselves and be at peace with that, which includes not just being non-judgmental and having compassion, but also we could say, what are we doing to give and help others? A lot of people are this take these days. And what's happening is they're sucking in people's energies. What are they doing to give back? And this is unfortunately a situation where I will say you do have to look after number one first. It's not being of service to others. What's happening is that to be of service to others at 100%, you first need to look after number one and make sure your energies and your mind, body, spirit connection is totally amplified to the max so you can be at 100% giving. And so it's trying to just realize that these people don't understand from their level of education, upbringing, maybe some influence from epigenetics, that that PC stuff is sort of like where they're operating, and they may be blind to it a lot of the time. And it's really a mirror when they're doing that of something that's happened to themselves. And so this is where I think it's a healing purging situation going on.
Yeah, it seems like the social engineering too. Also, they look at the collective history and they use that, you know, the cultural wars, the gender wars, all that stuff. They use that as well in their social engineering to create division and separation. And then people are starting to see through that now. They're rising beyond that. And it's unbelievable watching all this unfold. And I tell people there's a big difference between discernment and judgment. And what does your come from? Why are you bringing this information out? You're bringing it out so other people won't experience pain and suffering and the debilitating side effects of where this is going, not just loss of freedom, but the health and other things. And I said, that's my come from. That's what's driving me. It's not, I'm not angry at these other people that are doing all this stuff and everything. I'm trying to inform and save and assist as many people as possible so they don't take these steps, you know, or don't create personal harm to them and their families, you know. But I see some people are in here for different reasons. Some people are victims and they see the world as everything is tyranny, everything is bad, everything is, and they're really trying to heal their own victim pattern. You know, there's some people that there's all these different come froms playing out. And there's some people that have been so victimized, they won't even look at this stuff because they don't want to look at it. They just can't believe it's real, what's really going on. And I think some people, when they, especially when you bring up the unseen negative influences, you know, they go, I have no control over that. You know, there's nothing I can do about that. So they won't even look at it, but you do. I mean, you're a God being, you know, you have the source right here. And you can channel the full love of creator through you into these situations. And love is the ultimate power in the universe, but you can do something in all of this. And I tell people the only thing that saves me is I'm in nature. I spend a lot of time in nature and I spend a lot of time connecting with these higher dimensional beings. And if I didn't do that with the knowledge I have right now, of what's going down, I would go nuts. I would go total nuts. Yeah.
Well, that's what we're seeing with these. Like, I'm very lucky. I go hiking or walking for a couple of hours a day in the pine forest. Yeah. And I'm always doing my practices, yoga, qigong, meditation, different modalities and things. That's what's balancing me out. And it's not saying people have got to do what you and I are saying, but what would give them the equivalent effects that they enjoy? It could be music. It could be swimming laps in a pool if they're able to, or could be doing art. It could be a number of things. So this is where, as well, we are seeing a repeat, unfortunately, in a different way of what's even happened in Lyra and Orion and other star systems, as well as other galaxies, that they've overcome these trials and tribulations and obstacles. And this is where and why we incarnate or had experiences in a lot of these star nations that we work with. And why they're working with us, because some of these intelligences, for starters, they don't see us as humans a lot of the time. They know that we're having a human experience, but they see everything structured from light and our light body. They recognize us from that energy. But they have empathy and understanding, because when they were in the lower form, which we could say is the human form with human genetics in Lyra, Orion, Sirius, Pleiades, other places, they've got an understanding of what it's like when you're in the human experience, how to pull yourself up out of that. So they're really there as guides and to assist when we're ready to go, all right, I want the help. And as you say, a lot of the time when we've talked about this, it's like this. It's like coming up and stop at the same time. Yeah. And a lot of this has got to do with losing one's fear and security, because that's when you get out of your comfort zone, they're the things that can be quite scary, losing your grounding, losing your security. And you're in a state of fear, but this is where dropping that and going within clearing. You've got clearings on your website. I've got them on mine as well. Mm-hmm. These are something that really is a war in thought at the moment. And if you can clear this up, everything else can start to subside and you can step into that power, but it is a process.
Yeah, I agree. And you know, the only way you can get back to that, whatever you want to call it, that zero point, that your own personal God connection, which is what all the higher dimensional beings are helping us with, you know, it's really important. I tell people, you know, do your meditation, do your clearing practices, whatever that is, get out in nature as much as possible and make your own personal connection with God, creator, great spirit, whatever you want to call it. It's imperative right now, because that'll get you through. And these techniques we use are power tools. You got to plug them in, you know, just do lip service, nothing happens, you know, but you got to have that connection and work on rising, you know, heal your wounds and traumas from wrong conclusions and past experience, release the past, raise your frequency by focusing on that love and joy and bliss and getting out in nature and doing things that are allowing the creation to come through you, the creativity to come through you. And that'll get you through. And at the same time, we need to be aware of these other influences playing out around us through friends and family and things like that, because we can clear them as well once we have these tools under our belts. And also to realize too, I mean, I've been through this so many times. I've watched beings just totally descend into people, and then they totally completely changed, and they went through at the throat and they did the most cruelest things I've ever seen. But when it happened, I saw the entity come into them. And so I knew it wasn't them. I knew it wasn't even them talking. And later on, I learned more on how to deal with that, how to clear it out, you know, before I just had to depersonalize. And then later on, you learn more self-mastery, you learn how to clear your family and friends. And there's some people that you can't clear. They don't want to be cleared. They've made agreements and contracts and they're not, you know, you got to honor that free will, but you got to honor yourself too and create sacred space sometimes by, you know, moving them on or moving them out of your own sacred space.
Well, that's where discipline comes in as well. Like even like people, again, you're talking about the amount of clearings that you do. Like for me, it's probably about 100 clearings a day. And I've said to people, do you think me and James aren't doing them? It's like, we probably do about 100 a day, even if you got some in-depth techniques that we go through. And then there's ones that are a lot quicker, a lot shorter. You're able to just blast things out. But even if people started putting it on the alarm clock at a certain time and going, right, for 5 minutes, I'm going to focus on connecting to God or do a meditation. Just start some discipline and a routine to where it becomes part of your everyday habit. And even, I think even through different techniques, people go, I can't meditate because of the mind chatter. What I can tell people is that is where the attacks can happen, but also contact can happen as well. So long as you clear the energies and you go into a meditative state, what happens is those people that can't calm the mind, or they say they can't, and they're getting mind chatter, if you've really cleared the energies and you've really set the intention to connect with your God self and be open to what's working with you for insight and guidance, where some mirror work can happen, stuff that you need to work on inside of possible events, what can happen is you will start to realize you've had contact all along through those thoughts, concepts, ideas, and knowingness. So this is where a lot of the time people aren't aware there is misleading information, because they're not aware of clearings. And this is important, where recently with your CE5 article, you nailed it on the head, along with my book that I bought out, CE5 Initiating Contact with Extraterrestrials.
Yeah.
The first part of that, along with the Connecting to Your Guides book I've got, it is mainly focused at the start. Be careful if you're going to get into this, because what can happen if you don't know what you're doing is your life can go to crap because you're not aware of the negative influences.
Well, there are people out there I know that are just ignorant of what's going on, that there are, you know, just because you're an alien doesn't mean you're benevolent or dead doesn't mean you're enlightened. We always say that. And in ignorance, they just welcome anything to come in. And there's people I think that have been taken over, and it's gone beyond ignorance. It's into malevolence, where they're actually inviting these entities to come in and allowing these entities to come through them. And it's created a real S storm, you know, people are getting, they're getting influenced, possessed, they're getting sick, they're having multiple accidents, becoming very aggressive, you know, and they're taking on the characteristics of these energies, of these frequencies. And so, you know, it's so important to create sacred space. I know you do that in your work. You know, you create sacred space, you do clearings, and you know, you set the intent, only benevolent ETs, you know, you, and that's why you're so successful. And that's why you have so many ships coming in, and you get the, you know, Peter gets the best photographs I've seen of ships and beings and entities and all the above, you know, so, which is probably why you're here, probably one of the most censored, you know, I think you're catching up to me as being one of the most censored people on the planet.
When this is in the background floating around, it's like, where it's going to go, it's going to go. But that is a good point in terms of, I think even with what we do, there is specific beings that you and I will work with that we've got soul connections to, or there's masters, saints, sages, what have you.
Yeah.
I think where I get the best results, it just personally, it's not putting me against you or anyone else, but I think when I do the clearings and I set the intention, I always let go in terms of whatever I need to experience, glean knowledge on, or actually experience in the moment, whether it's physical or non, give it to me. But if I did that without the clearing, it could be anything come through. I've had the most darkest experiences that people couldn't even imagine, from reptilian to archonic and serpent demonic. But then I've experienced the opposite spectrum of that as well. But that's been when there's been attacks that's come through. In the start, I will admit, because I wasn't aware of a lot of these modalities, I was ignorant. And this is where this is going back years before I was even known. So this is where it's a responsibility of yours and mine, which we've talked about, that it would be ignorant and it would be wrong of us to talk about these techniques and assisting people if we didn't mention these types of things, because there is, unfortunately, this topic not talked about enough, which is not right, because it does damage, and sometimes it can really destroy people's lives and their motivation and their family happiness and their bliss. So it is something that unfortunately has to be addressed.
And it seems like their whole lives get hijacked. You know, they drop all their friends and family and even their jobs and everything, and end up paying huge amounts of money to these people. And they just follow them like a cult or a religion or something like that. And their lives just go to hell. And then I have them come here all the time, and then I have to clean up the mess and clean up all the agreements and attachments and contracts and whatever else is made. And, you know, it creates a lot of work for me and others, you know, in this field. And I think it needs to be pointed out. I mean, I'm not mentioning names. You can, you know, by their works, you'll know them, but, you know, basically by their connections and their contacts and who they hang out with, you know, if all they do is talk about themselves, you know, 24/7, and, you know, it's pretty obvious that you've got a massive ego connected to some other entities that are not in your highest and best good. And so it really needs to be a focus on a spiritual focus and empowering the individual to make their own personal connection with source. And with that comes enlightenment or contact. They all come together, because you're a multidimensional being. I want to say one thing. I was reading the Lord's Prayer in Aramaic.
Yeah, yep.
You know, there's a whole thing in there that says, help me to align my many selves. You know, it talks about our bringing all of ourselves into alignment, you know, and the creator coming through that. So when you read the original prayers, they talk about light and sound and vibration and multidimensionality. Everything is in the ancient prayers. And then they've been changed and altered, you know, to create an external God that's going to, you know, you can give credit to God for everything or blame the devil for everything that didn't go right, you know, without any personal responsibility. But, it's sad. It's all been hijacked, and we need to get back to that heart discernment. You know, go to the heart and discern from the heart, and create your own connection, and that'll get you through.
Definitely, and it's interesting. You said what you just said, because I've been going back through the ancient texts, and it's sort of been lining up with JJ Hertak's material, your material, and the Shiji material, which I was a vehicle for, in terms of just the body of light, also talking about the pillars of cloud, or even cloud, God landing as a cloud on beings. And as you know, you and me experience this together. I'll get the camera out or the video, and I've filmed these cloud ships. And we're not talking like ships in the sky. We're talking them 3 foot off the ground or masses in front of me, to where I take a photo and you alter it and you can see the being in it. And one of them is a lion being. That's a six-dimensional human lion hybrid. That there is these types of lion beings within the biblical text as well, which are basically protector beings that work with those that are in line with the awakening and healing and in service to others as well. So I think to add to that, we need to also send love to the people that don't know what they're doing within this community as well, because in a way, they're teachers unbeknown of what not to do or how to recognize the things that we shouldn't be doing. And I'll say that some of these people are probably unaware. So it's not that me and James are bashing people or hating people, but it does get a little bit frustrating when we know some of the things going on that people are oblivious to that really stop that God connection. Because it's not, again, looking up to ETs as God. It's like connecting within first, connecting to your God self, and they're just a byproduct. Contact's a byproduct on the way up the chain.
Yeah.
So it's a bit of a mixed bag what's going on.
I agree. You know, it's very clear. I tell people, look, it's not about competition. It's not about saying I'm higher than you or lower than you. That has nothing to do with it. It's about educating the people and to, you know, try to assist them to avoid some of the pitfalls that we've gone through and had to deal with, and how to rise above all of it. And that's the come from. I don't know. You have that same come from. I have that. There's others out there, Mary Rodwell. There's a host of others that have that same come from, here to help and educate people, help assist people, and to use discernment along the way. But it's sad right now, and I'm seeing it. It's almost becoming epidemic. Is the competition and the ego's desire to take down others and rise up on their, you know, the bigger the target, you know, the more powerful you think you are if you can take them down. This has been going on for so long. And if your work will stand on its own merit, your teachings, your words, your deeds, everything will stand on its own merit. You know, you don't have to take down others right now. And that's what's happening. And, you know, I'm seeing that. You can see that in every arena. You can see it in you know, the religious arena, the spiritual arena, the political arena. It doesn't matter, you know. Business institutions, all of them, you know, this competition, you know, rise on the backs of others program that's going on. It's becoming like an epidemic. And we need to realize that that has nothing to do with spiritual awareness or enlightenment or anything else. There's another come from behind that. And that's, we need to look behind the mask and see where what the come from is. You know, what is their agenda? What is their true motive?
Yeah, and people who've got that energy, it's like, great. If you've got that amount of energy to be able to do that to people, you know, good on you. But to me, I haven't got the time. I'm trying to do God's work and do the type of work that we're doing. It's not that I'm special again, but that's my main point of focus. So if people got time to do that, good on them. But it's like, it's only going to bring them down eventually. And it's only going to be a leak of their own energy that can be their own demise as well. And so the situations like that, like we know that there's been many hit outs at you and me over the years, and they continue to be, but I'm not worried about it. I don't care about the views. I don't care about the numbers. I don't care about the followers. It's the information. And like I was told years ago, those that are meant to come across the works and the teachings and the information, they'll find it. And that's who it's for. So it all levels itself out in the end anyway.
Yeah, I agree. We were talking about that a long time ago. I remember we were talking about it, and I said, you know, if you just stay on course and come from the heart, and do your best. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
And just do your best and be flexible. You know, you might have been given some misinformation, some disinformation down the line, and be flexible to different knowledge, more awareness, you know, more that things may not be exactly how you think they are. And then everything just starts unfolding. And it's amazing, because I've seen people like you, and there's other people out there too as well, that have demonstrated redundantly, we've done that here at the ranch, that contact is happening. You know, we have the evidence, we have the photographs, the videos, the, you know, literally thousands of witnesses. And we have people of every field, you know, top, you know, here we have NASA, we have triple PhD Boeing engineers, Lockheed people, Air Force Base commanders, on and on and on, that have actually, you know, publicly gone public and said, these are not ours. You know, we don't know whose these are. And so you think, with that mountain of evidence, you know, that you know, you'd be in the top of the food chain, you know, but there's such a massive controlled narrative that we're not, you know, we're being censored, cut out. And we've seen that with Ancient Aliens and all these other groups that have come out here. They don't want to talk about the higher side of things, the spiritual side, you know, and a lot of that too, is that a lot of them are afraid of being exposed, for who they are and what their true motives are and everything else. It's just like oil and water. It doesn't mix. And so that's why Hollywood doesn't do well. It's like when Hollywood meets Isetti, it's like oil and water. You know, you know, they don't mix, and somebody's going to have a meltdown and it's not us, you know? So we have to realize that there is a controlled narrative. We can't go to people that in many cases are extremely morally challenged and, you know, to bring the truth out, you know, to what's really going on. And when it becomes a spiritual thing, they're even more threatened because they're going, oh, wait a second. You mean there's higher dimensional beings that know everything I've done, you know, and can't have that, you know, can't promote other people connecting with these beings and getting information. You know, we have a controlled narrative and we're going to keep it that way. And that's kind of where they're going with all this stuff.
It's a bit of shock for people. That's what I say. It's like, all right, so the angels and ETs and a lot of the trans-dimensional beings that we're working with, they can read you like a book. They know everything you've done, will do. They know your good side, your bad side, but they don't care. They got love, non-judgment, compassion. But that's where people need to realize if they can do it, the opposing forces can also read you like a book and work out what triggers you, what can activate you to bring you down in those frequencies. So exactly. It is one of those things that they don't want to acknowledge the spiritual aspect, because this is where it does confirm parts of the Bible or parts of the you know, different ancient texts that are out there. And then it's like, all right, they want a physical being to land. Now that does happen. I've experienced that, but majority of what's happening when we communicate transdimensionally is it's through feeling, sensation, thoughts in the mind's eye that we interface transdimensionally from a linear state. And this is where you and me are on the ground. We say the craft's going to appear at this time in this location and do this. They're sitting there waiting. What happens? It happens. And that's where they start to have an aha moment going, whoa, you know, how can they predict this is going to happen? And they've got trackers and everything that prove it's not a space station or a satellite or a iridium flare or a plane or a drone or a helicopter. And that's where it takes that to that new place where I think even in the public sectors of, we could say, the government, they've never said that UFOs don't exist. They just said they're not a threat to national security. But I think with some of the people I've spoken to, they said, look, the ET part's easy to probably come out with, but it comes down to the trans-dimensional part. How do you say that these beings are popping in and out and can be right next to you? And it's like, well, if the people were aware and had access to the information, they could wean into it. It's when it's being hidden that, of course, it's going to be a shock. There's got to be a release that's going to attune humanity to the bigger spectrum of actually how all this works.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's so interesting watching all this unfold. And the thing about it, I always tell people, you know, you can censor all you want, but contact is coming from the heavens. I mean, they're in charge of disclosure. And they're in charge of the mass contact. They're going to decide when we're ready as a race or as a collective to have mass contact. Now, as an individual, they choose that as well. And if we're rising to the occasion, they're like cosmic cheerleaders. They're going, yeah, go for it. You know, and they're connecting us with people and information and things like guiding us to help us in our own evolution. And it's a spiritual evolution, basically. But I've seen that over and over again, but it's really the people that are trying to suppress this have no idea how big it is. And, you know, they're, I always tell people, you know, you're the ET you've been waiting for. The earth has been colonized many times. A lot of us incarnated from these higher civilizations, the Pleiades, you know, the Orion Council of Light and other systems. And, you know, we came here and we're not like most people within herd consciousness or social consciousness. We're different. We've always been different. You know, we've been kind of ostracized or shunned or whatever because we are different. And that's okay. It's realized that you've been okay all along. You're different because you're from somewhere else. And the good news is that somewhere else is coming, and they're here now, and they're here to initiate and engage and get people back on track, because that consciousness that they incarnated with needs to be reactivated, and that's going to affect the whole collective consciousness. So the invasion already happened. It's a good thing. And it's incarnation, and the ETs that, if you want to worry about some ETs, they're the ones that have been here all along, even before Atlantean times, that have caused havoc on the planet. So it's not an invasion that's coming. That's the good guys coming. It's the ones that have been here for a long time, manipulating humanity, you know, throughout eons of time. And those guys are being taken out. You know, they're being energetically, you might say, they're removing themselves just by not becoming frequency specific to the evolution of Earth, you might say.
Yeah. It's Operation Star, so that's what I call it. And it's like Sun Tzu's Art of War. I read that book when I was a teenager, and it's like knowing your enemy more than yourself. And it's not to, so you can be a violent, hardcore person yourself, but it's knowing how the mentality works so you can be the observer and avoid these types of attacks or takeovers and situations as well. So it's like I say to people, don't get obsessed with the Illuminati, conspiracy theories, everything, but be aware, like you're talking about at the start, because when you're aware, it's a form of enlightenment, being in aware and enlightened with knowledge, being informed with what's going on. But it doesn't mean you've got to let it get a hold of you and have no hope and operate from that place. It's being aware of what we're operating in within this spectrum and this reality that we're experiencing through the lens that we're here through seeing it through at the moment. So it's a tricky situation, but it's all about balance and balance of both sides, not being both sides, being in love, but being in balance of all knowledge.
Yeah, I agree 100%. You know, it's, we all have to take time to ourselves. We all have to take time in nature. We have to walk away from this now and then, and to regroup and reform and connect and know that the higher beings have this, you know, that it is, you know, see, go forward and have them show you images and things of the outcome and things like that. And then you get, you can go back and do your work, you know, but you can do it with more loving detachment and more secure in knowing that, you know, victory is at hand, that you are going to be victorious in this, in the planetary liberation, you might say. But and I've been seeing that over and over again. I've seen in the community, especially with a lot of the patriot movements right now, these guys are getting hammered hard. And, you know, a lot of them are focused more on the facts and what's really going on and that evidence and things like that. And they're not realizing that those people they're focusing on have connections. And those connections are some very dark forces, some very demonic entities. And when you go after the Illuminati and you go after their puppets and all that other stuff, you got to have your tool bag. You got to have some tools with you. One, know that there's going to be a backlash. And two, don't take it personal. And three, learn how to clear these unseen negative influences and get rid of those residual energies, you know? You know, it's like, I almost want to write a book, Tool Bag for Patriots or something like that, or Tool Bag for the citizen journalists or something like that, because, you know, it's, we can't deny the backlash, and a lot of them are really getting hammered hard. They're getting sick. They're having accidents. They're having all these problems that come with that. And they don't realize it's actually coming from a whole, from an unseen negative influence, from a whole nother dimension in some cases.
Definitely. And I think even just trying to think outside the box, like we've got to look at it, even within the spiritual community, journalism, activism, whatever people are sort of, is their niche. Obviously what we're doing isn't working. So we've got to think outside the box at another way that we can operate and maybe change the way that we're trying to make a change if the censorship and things are happening. Because it's like Albert Einstein said, you can't solve a problem with the same level of consciousness that created, or that, you know, close to those types of words. So it's like, what can we do to come at things from a different angle to be just as effective and get the point across, but not do it the same way as we have been, because there are roadblocks now put into place. What's once worked isn't no longer working. So it is thinking outside the box, recalibrating energies and looking at things, not just from a third perspective, but like you're looking down on it, see it from a bigger scope.
Yeah, I agree. I think there's several keys. One, we have to heal our own wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experiences, because not only do the higher beings know, the darker ones know too, and they're going to use that against you. They're going to play those wounds and traumas out. And then two, we need to come at it from our own personal connection with source and maintain that source and keep that energy flowing, and into every situation. And there's a third one, I lost it, but it's those things are so important right now if you're going to be in this kind of work. And there are times which you need to be kind to yourself and don't take all this personally. You know, you can't judge yourself by how many people get the message or agree with you or whatever. You have to master that loving detachment, you know, and any need for acceptance and approval outside of yourself to get through these times. And then when you have that own connection, you're bringing, I love that saying, one on the side of God is the majority. When you have your own personal God connection and you're bringing that to the party, that's when you're going to really be effective. And I've seen this happen over and over with a lot of people who come to me. They've plugged in and then they've gotten into very dire situations and they all just cleared up. It was like a miracle. And, you know, we can all do that. I just got the 5-minute warning. So we've covered so much, a lot of good stuff out there. I'll have to bring it back on again. I know there's more, but what's the best way to get a hold of you? I know you've got so many projects in the works. I'll just let you take it from here.
Yeah, so people can just go to petermaxwellsuttery.com or esetiastry.org. Of course, I do bookings and readings and different modalities there and help people. The books are there. I've also got a mainstream feature film coming out very shortly, which you're in, Mary Rodwell, Jason Gleaves, John Bavanko. It's got a lot of analysis and the best material and really sort of a simplified crux of what's going on, and we share that information. So I've bought some of the, in my opinion, my best friends and people together in the community to do this project. So we hope to see a trailer soon. It's pretty much done. It's ready to get out, but there's just a process of just getting that out there. And later this year, I will just say that I'll probably be doing some stuff in person from now on, and there'll be a place where people can come and see me, but I'll leave it at that at the moment because I'll reveal a bit more in time. So quite a bit going on, as you're aware of, mate.
Yeah. Yeah. We are to be announced.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, you know, I want to call you like the amazing Peter Slattery, you know, Peter Maxwell Slattery. But keep up the great work, you know, stay on top of this, and amazing the work you're doing and the evidence you're coming out with. And definitely you're somebody, you're the go-to as far as the latest evidence. I haven't seen anybody that has any evidence that can even, you know, put a candle to what you've been coming up with. So, and thanks again for coming on the show, and we'll have you back on real soon.
Yeah, my pleasure. Take care, brother. Thank you.
All right. Good night, everybody. Keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, and take some time off. Get out in nature and do your clearing and create some sacred space. And then you can get back to, you know, dealing with this crazy world we're in. Anyway, have a great evening. Good night.